Chapter 2. Integrating Medical Assets in a Performance Team. Lessons Learned. Ensure provider time is protected for proactive activities, training, education, and prevention. Embed Holistic Health and Fitness, H2F, providers to accelerate access to care. Communicate effectively between the H2F Performance Team, HPT, Brigade, BDE, and Battalion, BN, medical staff members, and Military Treatment Facility, MTF, staff. Use positive profiling, that is, emphasize what profiled soldiers can do rather than what they cannot do. The intersection of H2F and medical care is fluid and dynamic. Both comprise a multidisciplinary professional team of experts focused on individual performance and health, and both use individuals with a clinical medicine role. The synergy created when medical and H2F assets work together generates exceptional momentum and expands the scope and capability of both entities. In 2020, the Army conceptualized H2F as an injury and illness prevention tool for use at the BDE Commander, CDR, level. Like BDE operational medical assets, H2F brings a variety of training and rehabilitative assets under the BDE CDR's direct control. In addition, H2F is staffed with competent rehabilitation specialists, trained to provide exceptional care in various settings. Although capable of providing direct access to clinical care, reactive model, the scope of practice for H2F providers should include an emphasis on training, education, and prevention, proactive model. The Uniformed Services University by the Consortium for Health and Military Performance, CHAMP, mission, is to optimize warfighter mission performance and family readiness through leadership, community engagement, education, and conducting and translating human performance research. CHAMP is the Department of Defense, DOD, Center of Excellence for Integration, Translation, and Education of all topics related to Human Performance Optimization, HPO, and Total Force Fitness, TFF. It is a collaborative effort among operational, medical, and research communities and policymakers. Access and Advocacy. The HPT is embedded in the BDE footprint to increase accessibility for soldiers. This team of subject matter experts, SMEs, is uniquely positioned to observe, listen, and either treat or refer soldier issues to the proper providers. The HPT is comprised of professionals with the capability to treat many issues within the BDE. They serve as advocates for human performance within the unit footprint, following command guidance and understanding the organization's mission and direction. The program director, PD, serves as a trusted advisor to the CDR, giving an H2F-focused perspective of the formation and offering recommendations based on access to the soldiers. Integration with organic brigade medical assets. The H2F team must integrate with the organic medical assets at BDE and BN levels to maximize the program effectiveness. H2F assets can operate more efficiently and create tailored care plans for individuals through routine interaction and dialogue. These plans can then be used in the H2F and primary care setting in an interdisciplinary approach to return soldiers to full capability and prevent injury. PDs and H2F domain leads are responsible for participating in BN and BDE medical readiness briefings and profile review boards to ensure awareness of individuals with various needs and subsequently assist in developing appropriate care. H2F rehabilitative assets contribute to traditional clinical medical assets through consultation and professional development opportunities. H2F assets should participate in the BDE's existing leader professional development program. H2F assets continue to demonstrate their benefit to resourced units, especially regarding profiled soldiers within the MTF operations. Army Regulation AR-40-502, Medical Readiness, Chapter 3-6A states, MTF commanders, ARNG, Army National Guard, Chief, and State Surgeons, and the USAR, United States Army Reserve, command surgeon, and regional support command surgeons may designate physicians, dentists, physical therapists, optometrists, podiatrists, audiologists, chiropractors, nurse practitioners, nurse midwives, licensed clinical psychologists, licensed clinical social workers, and physician assistants as profiling officers. 6 with athletic trainers, ATs, receiving profiling authorities. In such settings, H2F assets must work with organic assets to ensure that profiles are written for individuals they deem necessary because of direct interaction. H2F assets are exceptionally valued for their ability to provide positive profiling, translating physical profile limitations into realistic physical training capabilities. Many soldiers and resourced units have related that they appreciate H2F because H2F tells them what they can do rather than what they cannot do. Integration with Garrison Medical Assets. H2F assets provide the BDE-CDR with new and specialized capabilities not previously resourced outside of a typical BDE medical company, that is, Charlie Med, found in many combat arms BDEs. Resourcing physical therapist, PT, occupational therapist, OT, and registered dietitian, RD, assets within a BDE footprint provides CDRs with an asset under their control that can offer precious physical rehabilitative assets and preventative capability. These H2F assets are intended to provide preventative capabilities as their organic mission and not replace rehabilitative installation services. H2F is most efficient and effective when cooperating between the BDE and MTF Rehabilitative Medical Service. H2F resources can increase access to care and proximity for rehabilitative services, allowing MTF assets to refine services and recapture network referrals. H2F capabilities can also provide early entry for rehabilitation for acute injuries, augmenting MTF specialty care. BDE H2F assets should integrate with their partner capabilities at the MTF for shared learning, continuing education opportunities, skill development, and professional fellowship. Electronic health records. H2F clinical assets must acquire and maintain access to the electronic health records, EHR, for their BDE personnel. EHR is an indispensable tool for operations in H2F resourced units. An integrated human performance system is one of the most important capabilities H2F provides a CDR and soldier. H2F assets, integrated with BDE and MTF clinical medical capabilities, offer a cohesive preventative and rehabilitative capability. The H2F clinical assets review all pertinent soldier medical documentation to collaborate with ongoing medical care and ensure the individual is a proactive participant in their care. Additionally, it is essential that H2F assets routinely document the care they provide in their daily interactions to provide the patient a holistic health record, share with other providers the care they are providing, and protect the H2F provider as well. Through the H2F peer review process, H2F providers can identify trends and improve quality of care. Clinical H2F needs to have access to and maintain units' EHRs to properly facilitate a comprehensive, peer-reviewed, and quality-controlled approach to determining medical trends, such as injury or successful treatment plans. Because the EHR is a cloud-based system, HPTs can access records from a variety of settings and locations. Individuals will typically use an internet web-based address to access the EHR landing page. This connection can be completed through a virtual private network, VPN, but bandwidth limitations make this suboptimal. Establishing dedicated medical network access, that is, medical community of interest, MedCOI, versus Army Network Enterprise Technology Command, NETCOM, network, can improve connectivity in the BDE. In situations where access to the medical network exists or is desired, extra hardware such as laptops are required, as a single device cannot be connected to the United States Army Network and the medical network. Special note regarding Medical Health System Genesis, HPTs are affected by the transition from Armed Forces Health Longitudinal Technology Application, ALTA, to Medical Health System, MHS, Genesis. Work is ongoing to establish business rules and structure to support H2F operations. Future capabilities are anticipated to include appointing, scheduling, and consulting, internal and external to H2F. Interaction with Military Treatment Facility. The role of the MTF continues to evolve as the transition to Defense Health Agency, DHA, takes place. While the Army is no longer the proponent for healthcare across various installations, the installation MTF-CDR continues to have a second responsibility as the Installation Director of Health Services. Under this role, the MTF-CDR is responsible to the installation CDR for the health and welfare of tenant units and soldiers. This responsibility also extends to joint bases. However, the specific policy may vary depending on the Defense Department's lead. Medical supply. H2F resourced units need to ensure that they program funding for related office and medical supplies. Medical supplies are acquired through the MTF using a computer-based system. Defense Medical Logistics Standard Support, DMLSS, Customer Assistance Module, DCAM, is a medical logistics ordering tool that enables operational units to monitor medical supplies, Class 8, and replenish levels when required. Units establish a customer account with the local MTF medical logistics warehouse. The BDE can assist with completing a direct charge work breakdown structure, DRCHWBS, which creates a funding account at the MTF, and then use a military interdepartmental purchase request, MIPR, to send funds to that account. The unit will also need to establish a Department of Defense Activity Address Code, DODAAC, which directs where to deliver requested supplies. Units will also need to download the DCAM software, complete security certificate requirements, and download the local ordering catalog before being able to complete purchases. While most units with organic medical operations may already have access to DCAM and established accounts, HPTs should establish their own WBS and DODAAC to ensure that funds allocated to H2F are spent by H2F and not by other BDE medical assets. Some units may also have their own Brigade Medical Supply Office, BMSO, that can be used instead of the MTF. In such cases, unit personnel should contact their BMSO for guidance.